This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The United States and Iran will hold direct talks in Islamabad today to end weeks of conflict in the West Asian region. The U.S. delegation will be led by Vice President J.D. Vance, alongside U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and advisor Jared Kushner. Iran will be represented by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagheer Ghalibaf. Talks are expected to focus on Iran's nuclear enrichment program, ballistic missile development, and the Strait of Hormuz, where hundreds of oil tankers remain stranded or delayed. A report.
The strategic Strait of Hormuz remains a key point of tension. Iran is also seeking guarantees of a more permanent end to hostilities beyond the limited ceasefire framework currently on offer from the US. Tehran has proposed a 10-point framework calling for control over the Strait of Hormuz, withdrawal of US forces from regional bases, recognition of its right to enrich uranium, and an end to Israeli strikes on Hezbollah in Lebanon. US officials have said the proposal is not aligned with Washington's position, though President Trump has described it as a workable basis on which to negotiate. A White House official, however, said key demands fall outside the US framework. Washington had earlier circulated a 15-point proposal addressing nuclear and missile restrictions as well as maritime security. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has raised India's growth forecast for the current financial year to 6.9% from 6.5%. According to ADB's Asian Development Outlook, growth in India is expected to remain robust in current fiscal, underpinned by strong domestic demand, easing financing conditions, and lower US tariffs on Indian goods. The nation pays homage to the social reformer and activist Mahatma Jyotiba Phule on his birth anniversary today. Born on this day in 1827, Mahatma Phule, along with his wife Savitri Phule, had championed the cause of women's education and empowerment, besides fighting for the removal of caste system and untouchability. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid floral tributes to Mahatma Jyotiba Phule on his 200th birth anniversary at Prerna Sthal in Parliament House premises. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, also paid tributes to Mahatma Jyotiba Phule. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully conducted the second integrated airdrop test, IADT-02, for the upcoming Gaganyaan mission at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The system is essential to ensure safe recovery of the crew module, that is the capsule in which astronauts sit during a human flight. Union Minister Jitendra Singh congratulated the ISRO for successfully conducting the test. India's first human spaceflight will be launched from Sriharikota in 2027. The four crew members of NASA's Artemis II moon mission returned to Earth early this morning with a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. It was a triumphant homecoming for the crew of four whose record-breaking lunar flyby revealed not only swaths of the moon's far side that has never been seen before by human eyes, but a total solar eclipse as well. Commander Reid Wiseman, pilot Victor Glover, Christina Koch and Canada's Jeremy Hansen were part of the crew. During the 10-day Artemis II mission, the crew became the first humans to travel towards the moon in more than 50 years, and they set a new record for the farthest distance ever traveled from Earth. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in Mulanpur, New Chandigarh today at 3:30 p.m. In other match, Chennai Super Kings will take on Delhi Capitals in Chennai this evening at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals extended their winning streak, registering a fourth consecutive victory with a 6-wicket win over Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Guwahati last night. The India Met Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorm accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh today. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim, Rayalaseema and sub-Himalayan West Bengal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.